God, we all the glory. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Power of Praise Ministries from the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. We welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. What a morning. So let's get this party started. Let's get it going. Here we go. You can't hear it?
Thank you. You cannot say he already planned. I'm waiting for you to ask me.
Are you serious?
Seemed to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying, hunger, starving,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I start looking at back
when I let go.
I let go
when I let God.
God
let him have
his way.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if in your hands. Everything will be alright.
Yes, I stopped worrying.
Soon as I stop worrying.
Worry and hunger started.
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let God have His way back when things start happening. Things start happening.
I stop looking at back.
Oh, when I let go.
I let go.
When I let God,
God
let Him have
His
way. Let go. Let God let go. And let God. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God. Oh, let go, and let God. He's the only one with the answers. Just let God. He can handle it all, yes, he can. Let God, with tears in your eyes. Just let God. He feels your pain, and He knows your heart. He knows your issues. He knows your struggle. So let go, and let God. Soon as I stop worrying, then and only then, I can let go, I can let go, then I just wave, that's when, that's when, everything will turn around, yes it will. When I come looking at way back then, I can let go.
I got a word for you. 'Cause you're gonna live to see it happen. You're gonna live to see it happen. You're gonna live to see it happen. I said, live. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what you're going through. But I got a word. I got a word. You're gonna live to see it happen. Whatever the Lord has promised you, you're gonna live to see it happen. I know fear's been trying to tell you you won't, but you're gonna live to see it happen. I said, live. You're gonna live to see it happen. I don't know who needs to hear that more than once, but you're gonna live to see it happen. Yeah, you're gonna live to see it happen. You're gonna live to see it happen.
Thank you.
said. I don't care what that doctor in your heart says. I shall live. Somebody said, I shall live. Shall live.
Yeah.
Once again, we'd like to welcome you to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Power and Praise Ministries, the prophetic division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Now, at this time, we'd like to turn over to the man of God himself, the pastor of Power and Praise Ministries, Prophet AJ. To God be the glory.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning to everyone. Before I pray, Bishop, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, that's the best we hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay. Kind and gracious God, we come now to tell you thank you. We come this morning, God, to give you glory. We come today, God, to give you praise. God, why do we do that? Because the word says, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, allow something to be said or done this morning that will bring your name glory, that will give your name all of the honor. God bless those now that are listening now and those that are going to listen later, God. Let them feel your presence, God. And when you do this, God, we will forever give your name glory and give your name all honor in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Oh,
dear. Hey.
You're
going to hit
it. No, I didn't. You got to give me. Go ahead.
One day, Bishop Howe, it is this morning going smooth.
This morning is going hectic. My nerves are shot for the rest of the day, and I'm just going to sit in solitude with nothing on, just probably jazz or gospel, and I'm just going to be in a continuous prayer for the rest of the day, because I'm already aggravated this morning, and beyond aggravated this morning. And people, so instead of me exploding,
and then people,
I'm just going to sit back in the cut and just wait. Wait and watch.
As the song says, you want them. As the song says, you want them days. But I want to talk about another song this morning. And perhaps, now I'm going to shock you, because I'm going to tell you that it's not, well, people wouldn't call it gospel. I'll say it this way. It's not written by a gospel singer, but the person talks and says about that. She felt God's presence when she was writing the song. So I want to, and I'm going to give the credit to where it's due, because it ain't my song. I like the song, but I ain't like. I wanted to talk about a song this morning, and hopefully this will encourage you, Bishop, because we all need encouragement sometimes. Hopefully it will encourage everybody this morning. That's my goal today. I want to talk about the song by Mary J. Blige. And yes, you heard the prophet correctly. I want to talk about a song by Mary J. Blige. And the song is called, or the song has been titled, Good Morning, Gorgeous. And sometimes we have to tell ourselves, and we have to remind ourselves who we are and what we are. Now, you may say you want scripture. Okay, I'll give David had to encourage himself in the Lord. Am I right, Bishop?
Yes, sir.
David had to encourage himself. Now, there may be some of you, women, men, boys, girls, that just don't feel that you're worth it, or somebody has need of you, or somebody has love for you, or somebody cares for what you do for them, or what you have done for them. Well, I come to be the bearer of good news and say we're going to stop that lie and tell yourself you are what God says you are. Can't hear nobody. Mm-hmm. If God says, and I'm going to use you for a minute, Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
If God says that Bishop is a prosperous and wealthy man, even though Bishop doesn't see it right now, Bishop has the opportunity to keep speaking that over himself until what? Until it happens.
Yeah.
I started laughing in the spirit realm when Bishop started playing, "You're Going to Live to See It Happen."
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that song speaks to me and it tells me that I can be whatever God says I can be because I have the power to speak it into existence. Y'all don't want to walk with me this morning, but it's all right. It's all right. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Yes, it is.
So if you want to live, speak, "I'm going to live." If you want to die, then you keep saying, "I'm going to die." And eventually, what's going to happen? You're going to get just what you say. My mama and my grandma was this, if you will, used to say, "Be careful what you say out of your mouth because you just might get it."
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get it, you look and you're saying, "I didn't ask for that." Yes, you did, because you kept speaking it out of your mouth. So if you want to be a prosperous man or prosperous woman, or you want to think of yourself and God thinks of you, speak it. I'm wealthy. I'm prosperous. I'm happy. I got joy. The Bible tells us the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you're suffering, I really feel like going somewhere this morning, but I'm not gonna be long on, because it's on, almost it's
take
almost
take your time, take your time.
It's almost
take your time, take your time.
Bishop told me to take my time, so I think I'm gonna ride this train until the Holy Ghost releases me.
Come on.
Because there's a lot of, I'm gonna speak specifically for a minute to the women. Mm-hmm. If you are feeling depressed and you've been doing things that you don't want to tell yourself, tell nobody, I should say, do just what Mary J. Blige says. I'm a man and I like the song. Because why? It says, "Good morning, gorgeous." Now, I know I'm not a woman, but I can be gorgeous and still be a man and still know my identity. I can't hear nobody.
Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Dry my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like this is never ending. I refuse to let it in me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace. Oh, oh, oh. I wake up every morning and tell myself,
"Good morning,
gorgeous." Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say,
"Good morning, gorgeous."
No one else can make me feel this way.
"Good morning, gorgeous."
"Good morning, gorgeous." "Good morning, gorgeous."
"Good morning, gorgeous."
All the times that I hated myself,
yeah.
All the times that I wanted to be someone,
yeah.
All the times that I should have been gentle
with me,
all the times that I should have been careful
with me.
Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate
so intensely? Lord, help me. I wake up every morning and tell myself,
"Good morning, gorgeous."
Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say,
"Good morning, gorgeous."
No one else can make me feel this way.
"Good morning, gorgeous."
"Good morning, gorgeous."
"Good morning, gorgeous."
I ain't talking about getting no hair and makeup. I'm talking about soon as I wake up.
I say, "Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning."
Now, Prophet.
Yes.
This is the first time that I heard that song, and this is the first time I heard this song. I hear people talking about it, but I have other things going on. But let me tell you what I hear. This woman, let me Google this. I gotta Google this. How old is Mary?
This song is very new.
Mary J.
Oh, I don't know how old she is.
She's 52 years old. This woman is 52 years old, and she just found herself. Well, all the stuff that she's been through, well, all the money
that's all I'm saying.
That's what all the money that she has, she just found herself.
Yeah.
And not only that, that I hear that in that move, in the song, I also heard a lot of pain. I mean, she's 52 and she's just now finding herself at 52. So all the years before her 52 years, she's been in pain.
But catch this, Bishop.
Uh-huh.
She was just on about a week or so, maybe 2 weeks ago. She was just on the Sherry Shepherd show.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying how she got healed and still is getting healed from waking up every day. Every day, catch this, Bishop. Not just one day, but every day. She wakes up and says, "Good morning, Jesus. I mean, good morning, God." So, in spite of how she feels when she wakes up, when she's saying to us, when she plants her feet on the floor, the first thing she says is, "Good morning, God."
Yeah.
And then she goes all about her day. So, that's what that I'm going to let you finish. It reminds me of, just like I said, David encouraging himself. Mary J. Blige is allowing this song to encourage her after all of these years. Because as you said, she found herself and she realized, okay, I can't stay where I am. So I got to speak my... Oh, God, I feel... Don't go, Bishop.
Go ahead, go.
She's saying, I've encouraged myself. I have to get myself out of where I'm in. I have to speak myself into my future, into my destiny, into my prosperity. You see, I'm getting a revelation as I'm delivering to you because the Lord is giving it to me. We don't always have to be, and don't get me wrong, because I love what I'm about to say, so I'm not knocking what I'm about to say. We don't always have to be in the church and hear the preacher say, "Oh, yeah, hey, all right, won't he do it?" Now, don't get me wrong, I love that. I rock with that any day, every day, all day. But sometimes the messages are healing, and I'm being very careful how I say this because I am a preacher and pastor myself. So I got to be careful right through here. But I'm going to put myself out on a limb here. We have to be careful sometimes of how we deliver messages and how we prepare messages, because if we don't shift, then we'll miss God. I'm not a big secular person, because if I listen to too much secular music, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's gonna make me wanna have a good dad. It's gonna make me wanna party. It's gonna make me wanna get my groove. I'm just gonna keep it real if I can. 4 minutes, Bishop.
Come on,
it's just gonna put me in the place.
Yeah.
That's why when I go out with certain folks, I say to myself, okay, today when I go with Bishop, I automatically put it in my head. I'm going to let my head down, or my head down, because I can't let my head down because I just don't go that way. But I'm just going to let myself relax today. I'm going to enjoy myself. Yes, I love the Lord, but I'm going to enjoy myself. I can't hear nobody.
Let me help the brother out, because he tiptoeing. Let me tell you like a T.I. is. We human just like y'all. We like to have fun just like y'all. The word says whatever you do, do in moderation. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean we're going to sin. But it does mean we're going to have some fun. We're going to party. So just because you don't see me having a beer every now and then, it's not against the law and it's not unorthodox and it's not unholy for me to have a beer. Did not Jesus turn water to wine? So that is that not alcohol?
Well.
Yeah, so you can have certain things, but the word says do everything out of moderation. Now it's one thing to do things out of moderation, and then there's another thing to do some sinning. And we ain't saying nothing about sinning. But you got people up in the church who sin every Sunday, but you turn a blind eye. But when somebody does something out of moderation, y'all got a whole bunch of something to say. Well, up in here. Up in here, we keep it 100, we keep it transparent. When he say he put his head down, if he feel like going to the casino or whatever, he go. Now he go every day, it's a problem. But if he go, he go. There's no wrong with that.
Wait a second, I gotta go to the Holy Convocation. Right. But this year, Holy Convocation just happens to be at the casino. Now I'm gonna be very upfront with you. When I finish in service, I am going on the casino floor.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm gonna go play my little fortune game, and I'm gonna tell God thank you. And when I get enough of that, I'll go upstairs and get in the bed. But I go places that I have fun. But what if I tell you today? Because like I said, I could be here another hour, maybe two, because I just feel that way today, but I'm not going to do it because some of y'all are at work and you don't really have the time to listen like you want to. What am I telling you today? You can come out and you heard me say this time and time again, and I'm going to say it until I see manifest. You can come out of whatever you're in. And I'm not just saying you, I'm talking about me too. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Because I'm the first party. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you to come out of something and I don't come out of nothing. Hello.
Come on now.
I wish they had a hello button. Hello, life. Uh-huh. You can come out of world. I think that. I'll take that. Do it again, Bishop. That's right. You can come out of whatever you're in, but it's all up to you. If Mary J. Blige, and she doesn't walk around as much as I do, and say, Jesus, I love Jesus, or talk about Jesus, but she lets you know, I know the Lord, and I love the Lord. She let that be known on national television, and I watched it, right on Sandy Shepard's show. So if she got enough faith to say, I need the Lord to bring me out, and I'm going to let him speak to me through a song. And I'm going to put this song on. But I'm going to speak it over my life every day until I feel the change. Then we don't have no excuse. We don't have no excuse.
Come on now. Talk about it.
We don't have no excuse. And I pray and I decree and declare right now, and if somebody is listening to me that knows Mary J. Blige, please pray this for her to hear. I pray and I decree and declare that the Lord will bless you and knock your socks off because you were obedient enough to put that song out in the atmosphere. Bishop, you better cut this thing off. I'm telling you, you better come over here today and take this from me.
Father God, we ask you right now because restore your servant, Prophet AJ. But let me add on to what the brother is saying. You know, he mentioned that the death and life is in the power of the tongue. Then he mentioned that the Lord has given us, bottom line, the Lord has given us enough equipment and anointed us all to heal and take care of ourselves. And to those who's at rock bottom who don't know any better, it's just a certain amount of words. You got to encourage yourself. And then once you encourage yourself, you got to make sure you can encourage yourself in the Lord, because you got to watch out for Satan. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy you. Especially when he knows that you're anointed. And once you know you're anointed and appointed, I hate to say it, but it's the truth anyhow, he's going to be knocking at your door every day. Now, when he leave you alone, that means you're doing something that he wants you to do. But when you're doing something that's what thus says the Lord, here come the problems. Here come the hiccups. Here comes just everything other than a vacation. Uh-huh. And you got to keep yourself prayed up. So if Mary J. Blige realized that she's saying good morning gorgeous to herself for so many years and empower her, that she made it a 2-minute and 54-second song, and I put her back on the map. First of all, she never left the map. But she was too much in the dark to know where she was at. She did not recognize her place.
Come on, bro.
Once she found out who she is, she found out who she was, now she knows where she's going to
be.
Come
on, bro.
This is what thus says the Lord. He wants you to know who you are, where you was, and where you're going to be. A lot of people find that out, but they find different patterns, different paths. But Mary J. Blige found her path. I mean, you read anything about Mary J. Blige, the woman had a rough life. She'd been a bad woman.
Yeah.
She'd been an abused woman. But she stood out there, did concerts. That's not easy to do.
No, sir.
Not easy to do.
No, sir.
Have multiple marriages. And let's understand something. She is not living a private life. She's living a public life. Her life is, whoever wants to write about it and say anything about it is there. You want to say something about it, it's going to be publicized. The world will know about it. But the time she's doing something good, it's on a hush-hush. Ain't nobody exploiting her now. Look at the twist. Understand. But you got to encourage yourself. And when you encourage yourself, make sure you encourage yourself in the Lord. And the only reason why we're saying that, because that's the right way to do, and that's the safest way to do. You do it any other way, you open the door for trouble. You hear me saying time and time again, I will not have a welcome mat on my front door. Because everybody ain't welcome. Everything ain't welcome in my house. Come on, somebody. Now, then to the church, everyone, whosoever will, let them come. Because when a bad thing comes, he's going to give me the strength to overpower it. I can't hear nobody. When a good thing comes, we're going to rejoice. When the bad comes, we're going to rebuke. We're going to do the 3 R's. Rebuke, rejoice, and relax.
I like that. That needs to go on a t-shirt, sir.
I got you.
You need to write that down. That needs to go on a t-shirt. You're laughing. I'm dead serious. That needs to be put on a t-shirt. And I will probably wear it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If nobody else wear it, I will wear it.
Well, that's another sin I got a patent in. To God be the glory. But yes, please understand. You know, I just said it this morning that I was going to sit in solitude and be with my father, like I did yesterday. This was another long day. I stayed in prayer. But this is not just because we're fasting. This is what I do on a daily basis. This is why the Lord let me play that song, because at first I didn't like it. Now you're going to live to see it happen. Didn't like it at first. And mind you, my brother, who's Prophet AJ, he's the one introduced me to that song.
I love it, y'all.
And I didn't like it till maybe a week or two after I went through what I went through. Did not know I was on my deathbed. For I think the second or third time.
I didn't play that song. You ain't gonna tell me what God told me to tell you to play it.
Yeah, and that's good. Obedience is what is better than sacrifice. So whether I enjoyed it or not, the first time hearing it, my brother was obedient and to introduce it to me. To now, for it's on my playlist, and we play it before you all. And that reminds me, we do not own the rights to this music that was played on today's service.
Yes, sir. I forgot just that thing.
Yeah, right.
And I don't need Mary J. Blige or nobody else writing me.
Yeah.
It's about me and double. So, we don't own the rights.
Right. But before we go, let's please understand this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the purpose of us having this podcast going on 3 years now and running. 3 years now and running. We got some fans out there. How do I know? I met a couple at the airport. That encouraged me even more so to continue on to do what we do. That had me on a plane crying. People thought I was worried about flying. No, I was just overjoyed to know, to see someone, to recognize my voice, and to appall, you know, to let me know that I encouraged them. So we're doing what thus saith the Lord. And our work is not in vain. Because remember, I used to say, if I could just reach one person.
Yeah.
One person. So, to God be the glory. I'm going to release this back now to the man of God, Prophet AJ.
And all I'm going to do is remind you that this. But just make sure you write that down, because I'm telling you, I want that on a t-shirt.
What, the 3 R's?
And don't take all day to put it on a shirt.
Yeah, I know.
If I gotta send you the money, I will send you the money.
Well, we gonna make it happen.
You know how we get down.
What I says, rebuke.
The 3 R's. I forgot what it was.
Oh, man. That's the other one. That's a review.
We'll play it back after.
Yeah. We getting old. I was in the spirit then. I was wrong.
We'll play it back just to hear that.
So, no, I'm going to cut.
I'm going to
remind you. Okay. I'm going to cut you off and say, you know, and instead of doing what you said, how about we just play Good Morning Gorgeous? And that's our song for playing out for the day. How about that?
That one.
All right, just give me a second.
That will work.
That work?
And we will see you We will see you guys tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. We got an echo.
Yeah, 11 a.m.
Okay.
That was weird. Sorry about that. But here's Good Morning Gorgeous from Mary J. Blige.
It's so hard just holding on, and even picking up a phone. It's hard enough to be, hard enough to stay, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do what that I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't helping. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Dry my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like there's a devil in me. I refuse to let it in me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace. I wake up every morning and tell myself,
good morning,
gorgeous. Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say,
good morning, gorgeous.
No one else can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous. All the times that I hated myself,
yeah.
All the times that I wanted to be someone else, all the times that I should have been gentle with me, all the times that I should have been careful with me. Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate so intensely?
Lord, help me. I wake up every morning and tell myself,
good morning, gorgeous.
Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say,
good morning, gorgeous.
No one else can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
I ain't talking about getting no hair and makeup. I'm talking about soon as I wake up.
I say good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
See, I know I said it was going to end it after that song, but do you not hear the words of that song? She said she hated herself. Are you kidding me? That's pain. It's other things to hate somebody, hate somebody. They hate somebody that's bothering you. Somebody's picking with you or just messing with you, but yourself? My God, come on, man. She has so much pain and depression. She did not like it.
I gotta talk to you.
She did not like it.
I gotta talk to you.
How she have all so much money and fame? And she not like her lifestyle.
Yeah,
come on, somebody. This is how people commit suicide, bro. That demon was heavy on her, but she still could see the light. She still could see the light, and thank God for the light. We're gonna tomorrow's gonna be round two because Father God, we said thank you, Lord, for grace and your mercy, Lord. All day long this morning is that temperament, that anger, that demon been surrounding me. I felt this presence because it's trying to jump on me this morning. Because normally I have a good morning with my cup of coffee and my breakfast. And that would be a good morning, but this morning was different. I felt the shift. But one thing I know when I don't, something I can't do in the flesh, I know to call my Father in the Spirit and everything in the flesh spirit and everything that's around and pertaining to it is going to be fixed. So I called on you this morning, Father God. I thank you for showing up to my brother, Prophet AJ, this morning. Ooh, playing that song to hear somebody else hurt who got more money than me, who's more prestigious than me, but yet is not happier than me. Come on, somebody. Ah, geez, thank you, Lord. To know to have all that money and all that fame, you're still not happy.
Yeah, yeah.
She made me happier than I was already
today.
And I thank for her encouragement, for her encouraging herself, and most importantly, Father God, that you was there to keep her encouraged. And now, Lord, we ask you, Father God, for those who listen to us right now, is going to download later, those who in the same predicament, there's always a way out when you go to God. There's always a way of escape when you let Christ in. There's always a resolution. There's always a solution, not a resolution, but a solution to all your problems. Bring it before the Lord. For he said, my burden is light and my yoke is what?
Easy.
So to God be the glory. Bring it to him. Bring it to the Father. Bring it to the storehouse. Just like the woman God said, bring it to the source. And then the river flows of the Lord and the Spirit, and his account of glory flow through you. And we ask all these things, Father God, in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Let the redeemed say amen.
Amen.
See you all tomorrow at 11 o'clock. If not tonight at 8 p.m. Be blessed and be safe.